in fires. Another issue that we found is that labeling wasn't easily accessible to users. Manuals and instructions are frequently discarded or lost, and one method of addressing that issue is to print the essential instructions directly on the device or on the case, or to connect the instructions to the device, much like you see on a pillow where it has the label on there and you kind of have to rip it off before you use it. And of course, many children's products also use this method. As I mentioned earlier, the CPSC, again, coincidentally, just one day before our battery workshop, sent out a notice warning consumers about selecting the appropriate batteries and chargers for use with their smartphones. Now, I have to admit, I'm also guilty here. I bought an inexpensive car charger for my iPhone. It cost $5 at the dollar store. And, of course, I was using it in my car, and eventually the wires frayed and shorted out, and I had a smoking wire charger in my car. So even I'm guilty of that, and I'm part of the battery working group. So how is this discussion about labeling relevant to e-cigarettes? Well, here are some claims I obtained from just one website from a manufacturer. If you read these claims, you can see how an e-cigarette manufacturer might make claims which are sometimes included in the labeling. For medical devices like life-sustaining devices, maybe a pacemaker, or other consumer products like laptops, there's an interest in making a fair comparison between devices, and I invite you to consider how this issue might be addressed for the devices that we're discussing as part of this workshop. In addition, in preparation for this presentation, I did some searching online, and as you can see, back in mid-2013, the electronic cigarette market was about 75% or 72% disposable, and I'm not sure if it's going up or down, but if you notice, most of the manufacturers now offer a variety of different devices with disposable and rechargeable batteries or rechargeable battery packs. Regarding the third-party battery manufacturers, I have another little story, a personal story that I like to share with you. So I recently bought a digital camera, before I was going on a trip internationally. And I wanted to make sure that if I was out taking pictures that I could have enough battery to take those pictures. But of course, when I searched online for the battery for that particular camera, it cost about 50 to 75% of the total cost of the camera, and I thought, that's just ridiculous. So what did I do, again, as a member of the battery working group? I searched on Amazon, found another third-party manufacturer that was selling batteries for about $1.99. I bought five of them for $10, and I figured even if one of them works, I'll be lucky. But again, I wouldn't recommend that because you don't know what you're getting when you buy something, a battery for a digital camera for $1.99. You also might consider the storage and use conditions. So I don't know if anyone looked outside, but it's snowing today. And the performance of a battery varies widely depending on the individual temperature. So if you were to be using, say, an e-cigarette in an environment like where it's cold out today and it's 30 degrees, and you have that e-cigarette set with certain specific settings for how much nicotine it's going to deliver, and then you take that same product and you travel to, say, Florida, you're going to go on vacation, you put it in your pocket, you get on the plane, you arrive in Florida and it's 90 degrees, the fact is the operation of that device might be very different. So as I conclude my presentation, I suggest that you consider the question, how would labeling improve the safety and performance of e-cigarettes? Thanks again for your time and attention, and I acknowledge my colleagues and some references. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you to the speakers for that last panel. It's always hard being in the last panel, so thank you very much for such a nice set of presentations. To the people who are still in the room, thank you. It is a smaller group than we started out with either yesterday or today, but, you know, thank you for hanging out here. I will say on behalf of FDA, we're very grateful to have this information that has been presented, both all the scientific presentations, the panelists, and the public comments. So thank you so much. I did receive with the last speakers, we don't have a panel for addressing questions from that, but let me just remind everyone, there is a docket that's open, so go ahead and put your comments, certainly scientific data and comments and concerns into that docket. I did not know it was snowing outside, so as we conclude, please drive safely, and thank you very much, and we'll see you at the next workshop.